This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is our militant grammarian, Catherine Sherrilds. It is, well, for all intents and purposes, it's summer, right?
Oh, yeah. Just step outside.
We got the humidity.
Yeah.
Well, Kyle, you have the grammar, right?
I have the grammar.
All right.
Kyle, what comes to your mind when I say this? Mistakes were made.
Mistakes were made. That's a famous, you know what, though? I'm going to draw a blank.
Yeah? Well, it's been used many times.
Okay.
By whom, do you think?
A politician?
You got it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Grammatically, it's known as passive construction.
Right.
Passive voice.
Right.
And what they're looking to do is not admit anything.
Right.
From Ronald Ziegler, President Richard M. Nixon's press aide, through Presidents Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton, not to mention Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, politicians have used the passive voice to spin the news, avoid responsibility, or hide the truth. In fact, political scientist William Schneider dubbed the usage the past exonerative.
Ah, the past exonerative. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
So, Kyle, what's the difference between active and passive voice?
Oh, wow. Passive, there's a technical difference, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It has to do with the action.
Sure.
And it's voice. It's known as voice. And it's the quality of a verb that indicates whether the subject acts.
Oh, okay.
Or is acted upon. So
okay.
If the subject acts, it's active.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's acted upon, it's passive voice.
The cat leaps, active.
Right. I don't know how you'd make
that. Yeah, I don't know. That's a bad.
The
yeah.
leap got the cat.
Right.
I don't know. But the thing about the passive voice is it allows you to say something that was done or said or believed without saying who did it or said it or believed it.
Okay.
So a lot of one of the most popular, I think, was Reagan, who said mistakes were made in Iran-Contra.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who made the mistakes? That's what we want to know.
I see, but
and that's why news people hate passive voice so much.
It can be vague.
Right, exactly. Maybe the most common instance of the passive voice during the 2016 presidential race is the candidate's use of the word rigged.
The election was rigged?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Donald Trump, of course, used rigged relentlessly throughout the election. And the Democratic primary was rigged against Senator Bernie Sanders. The justice system was rigged in favor of Clinton. The whole election is likely to be rigged somehow. And I've actually heard it from Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Hillary is talking about things being rigged too, by the Russians. Yeah. You can recognize passive voice expressions because the verb phrase will always include a form of the word be, such as am, is, was, were, are, been. The presence of the be verb, however, doesn't necessarily mean the sentence is in passive voice. Another way to recognize it is if a phrase such as by is used after the verb. Mistakes were made by the election officials. So, you know, journalists want to turn that around and say election officials made mistakes.
Right.
All right. All right, Kyle. Is writing in passive voice always grammatically incorrect?
Well, the word that tips me off there is always. Because what I've learned from the conversations I've had with you is nothing is always. Never say always in grammar.
That's right. No, passive voice is not grammatically incorrect. In fact, sometimes it's preferred.
Okay.
I had to defend my use of it in a story I once wrote about a man from Jasper who led eco-tours of the bluffs above the Buffalo River in Newton County.
Mm-hmm.
Early in the story, I wanted to report what someone said about the tour guide, about Valines. The sentence read, "Someone in the group said of Lester Valines, he knows every tree he ain't cut down yet." Which, you know, just that's
a great
a
quote.
Golden quote.
Yes.
Well, my defense was that to put the sentence in active voice, I would have had to introduce and identify the speaker. To say, you know, Billy Bob Jones said, you know. And he was otherwise unimportant to the story, so I chose to use the passive voice then. It can help us underscore the intent and direct the reader's attention or emphasize that the subject is not a doer but a done-to, right?
Right.
The passive voice is also useful when you don't know who the agent is. Do you think I have an example of that?
When you don't know who the
actor is.
Right, yeah. Right.
Okay, you could say...
Somebody was lurking in the shadows?
Yeah.
Because we don't know.
Right, somebody. Who's somebody, yeah.
Right.
In scientific writing, it helps the writing appear to convey information that's not limited or biased by individual perspectives or personal interests. So in science, it's accepted. And for the surest proof that passive voice can be effective, I'd like to quote Mark Twain.
Okay.
The reports of my death are greatly exaggerated.
Leave it to Mark Twain to find the best way for the passive voice. Our Middleton grammarian is Catherine Sherrills.